All right, Tabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So, page Resh Ayin Tes. So remember, again, we dealt yesterday with the incredible mice of the Baal Shem Tov. And remember, again, from that particular mice, we left off the second to last paragraph, but we could pick up on top of Resh Ayin Tes. So remember, again, we left off in after this mice where the Baal Shem Tov came across this particular individual, the old man, who still, again, was involved in water. Thank you so much. Was the water carrier? Thank you. And you know, the first time the Baal Shem Tov meets him, he's all happy, all wonderful. Second time the Baal Shem Tov meets him, he's all tzabrach and he's complaining. He's upset. He can't believe he's an old man. He's schlepping stuff. So the Baal Shem Tov didn't understand the difference in reactions. So remember again, the Baal Shem Tov advanced what is really a very dramatic understanding to reconcile the two contradictory Gemaras in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara first says that a person is nidon b'Rosh Hashanah, person is judged on Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, everything, the big things, are determined. Parnasa, children, refuah, all the big stuff. But yet it also says Adam nidon b'chol yom, that a person is judged every single day. So the Baal Shem Tov reconciled this by saying the following. Major judgment is in fact handed down on Rosh Hashanah. But every single day there's individual judgment based on how a person is living, based on what a person is doing. But what is that judgment based on? If the major judgment is, I should say, how does that judgment impact the person? If at the end of the day, major judgment is on Rosh Hashanah, so apparently that daily, or as we saw earlier, that hourly judgment is really a judgment about how a person is able to accept and be mekabel his particular yearly decree. In other words, there is a decree. There is a judgment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu about what the year is going to be. The Shaila is, and to a certain degree, certain aspects of that judgment are irreversible. Certain aspects of that judgment are set in stone. The Shaila is how we relate to it. The Shaila is how we accept it. The Shaila is ultimately, again, our matzav ruach, our mood, our disposition towards that judgment. But again, as I mentioned yesterday a little bit, so this is a little bit of a dialectic. But what do I mean by that? That although there are certain things that are decided on Rosh Hashanah, there are also many aspects of our lives that we can change, and many aspects of divine judgment that we can influence every single day. But the idea that the Baal Shem Tov is saying is, person is judged every hour of the day by one of the different 24 Batei Din and Shemayim, one of the 24 courts in the celestial sphere. And the idea is, I'm able to feel that judgment based on my mood. I'm able to feel that judgment based on my internal, almost like emotional compass. That determines how I'm able to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in general. Which we'll say, just to distill this in a very simple way, my ability to relate and accept my circumstances is directly related to my head space in life. If I'm in a good place, if I'm happy with who I am and what I'm doing and how I'm living, and I feel like I'm accomplishing and I feel like I'm growing and I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, then I could accept what life throws my way. I'm okay with it. I'm good. Positive psychology, also the Baal Shem Tov, right? So before, you got it from the Baal Shem Tov, right? So say it's a very simple yisod. If I'm happy with who I am, where I am, what I'm doing in life, then by definition I have the ability to accept the realities of my life besimcha. On the flip side, if I'm not happy with who I am, if I'm not happy where I am, if I'm not happy what I'm doing, then by definition I have great difficulty accepting the realities of my existence. That was the pshat at the end of the day with the water carrier. Take a look, Resh Ayin Tes. Me'amaisa hazeh, yachol kol echad lahavin, madua hura shinuyim b'chayiv miyom miyom, u'mishah l'shah. So based on this ma'isa, the Mechaber says, the person can begin to understand, why is it that we see such dramatic differences in our lives from day to day, from hour to hour, hein b'matzav aruach, both in my mood, hein b'achasav im b'nei beisok yotzei b'azeh, and my relationship to my family members. I will say, you know, it's an amazing thing if you think about this. many of us have the same realities in our lives day to day, the same people in our lives day to day, yet some days are good days, some days are not such good days, right? Same job, same responsibilities, same stuff. Some days I feel like, wow, this is the greatest thing in the world. And other days I feel, I can't believe this is my situation. What's the pshat will say? Now again, what's changed? What's changed? B'dugma, sha'achas yesh lo hatzlacha, hakol mistadar lo mitzuyan, matzav ruach tov. 1 hour, and again, or one moment, one day, person has hatzlacha, person feels successful. I will say, if you notice again, we're going to use the word feels successful. Hatzlacha we translate as success, but sometimes again, my success in life is not necessarily a din ultimately in any particular accomplishments, because you can accomplish the same things day in and day out, yet some days I feel accomplished, some days I don't. Hakol mistadyar lo mitzuyan. Everything is great. Matzav ruach tov, I feel good. Ulafesa, nofelas alav chushol kvedos. Then suddenly again, I feel weak, I feel heavy. Hakol mishtabishlo. Nothing is clear, everything is messed up. Osha achos, hu sharui im ishto b'shalom u'bereyes. Or one moment, my marriage is great. Ulafesa misoreres, machlokes b'nehem al izishtus kitana. And then what happens? We get into a fight over stupidity. I mean, you look back, we'll say, you know, we all have these moments, right, in marriage where, again, an argument occurs. There are some things that maybe are argument worthy. There are some things that maybe, again, you can understand why it leads to conflict in a marriage. And then there are other things that happen. You wonder to yourself, why did this ever become a fight? Why did this ever become some kind of argument? So we'll say, generally, again, the singular interpretation for these types of changes, shebechol sha'a danin esa adam. And we'll say, these changes often are a result of the fact that we are judged every hour. And if I'm judged ultimately again, Abosai, in a negative way, Yisurim literally means suffering. As a Yisurim mislapshim b'chomine inyanim shel chayav. Then ultimately again, this suffering kind of is cloaked in all different life challenges. Bebriuso, b'matzav rucho, b'shalom beso, b'parnasas chodom Abosai. So I just want to point out what the Mechaber just said because this is so profound. What does it mean that if I'm judged and my judgment is negative, things go bad? Abosai, what this means is as follows. What this means is, where I am holding in life as a person is often the sole determinant in how everything else around me is processed. See, I will say, the realities of life, if we think about it, don't change all that much every single day. As much as we say, life changes on a dime, life changes clean, it does, but more often than not, that's not what happens day to day. More often than not, day to day, right, is often the same stuff over and over and over. Well, so what's the greatest raya to that? The greatest raya to that is that you blink your eyes and it's Friday. And you wonder to yourself, where did the week go? Because often again, we get kind of in this loop. Again, I get up, I come to davening, I drink coffee. Thank you, Michael. Right? I drink coffee. Right? I go ahead and I do whatever. And I go to work, I come home, I eat dinner, whatever the routine is. So I will say, so why is it that some days are good days, some days are not good days? So, of course, some days are good days because things go according to plan. Some days are not good days because they don't go according to plan, right? But, also, but on a deeper level, what the Mechaber is saying is, those good days usually are because I'm in a good place. Because I feel purposeful. Because I feel like I'm accomplishing. Because I feel like I'm living according to the Ratzon Hashem. I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. I feel I'm serving a purpose in this world. I'm not just taking a place. I feel that my life is impactful. My life is meaningful. I feel like I'm doing something important. What are the bad days? The Baal Shem Tov posits, the bad days are days when I don't feel good about myself. But you see, the interesting part about people is if I'm not feeling good about myself, more often than not, I'm not going to look inward to see what I could fix. What am I going to do? I'm going to argue with my wife. That's what I'm going to do, right? I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say, well, you know, why did you do that? You really need to work on this. You know, I'm going to point out what's wrong in everyone else in the world. I'm going to point out what's wrong with my job. I'm going to point out what's wrong with my spouse. I'm going to point out how my kids are not behaving. I'm going to point out every single area of life dissatisfaction. When in reality, what I'm really dissatisfied is with me. What I'm really dissatisfied at the end of the day is who I am, what I'm doing, how I'm living. Because we'll say everything comes back to the water carrier. It's the same job. It's the same matzav. It's the same situation. Yet when he was happy with himself, all was great, despite the fact that he was an old man with very hard manual labor. When he wasn't happy with himself, the sky was falling. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what was true with the water carrier is true with us as well. All right, we'll have to stop over here. We'll say, we're going to, Emirat Hashem, pick up on Monday, because tomorrow and Friday are Rosh Chodesh, so we'll be starting the daf Emirat Hashem at 5:45. So we'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this section on Monday.